Hello listeners and welcome back to another episode of State of the Union, your weekly breakdown of all things Scottish independence. I am The Voice, Stephen Payton. The date is Friday the 9th of April 2021. Let's get into it. It is now less than a month until the 2021 Holyrood election and, unsurprisingly, the constitutional question has become a mainstay in the political debate. Discussion around Scotland's future outside of the United Kingdom has led the leaders' debates so far and is seemingly the only policy the Scottish Tories are willing to campaign on, which is a real shame because I'd quite like to see how well their actual half-baked policies would go down with the people of Scotland when they cannot hide in the constitutional divide. But of course, how could it not be the question at the forefront of the election when polling repeatedly points to Scotland's pro-independence majority potentially gaining seats in the upcoming election, alongside a steady string of polling showing that independence is the majority position across Scotland? And yes, there's been a poll. Actually, there's been a few. A Savanta Comres poll carried out for the Scotsman is currently predicting an overall pro-independence majority of 74 MSPs, split between the SNP and the Scottish Greens, with the SNP just missing out on a majority government, but the Greens bolstering those numbers. An earlier Ipsos Mori poll, on the other hand, predicted that the number of pro-ND MSPs to take a seat in the next parliament could be as high as 81. Thanks in part due to a surge in support for the Greens. The ALBA party were not predicted to pick up seats in either poll. Independence, on the other hand, was either square on 50-50 or above. There is absolutely no doubt the support for independence has squarely shifted, which may be why voters are repeatedly telling pollsters it remains the most important issue to them in this election. Nicola Sturgeon has confirmed she plans to move ahead with legislation for a second independence referendum should a pro-ND majority be returned to Parliament next month, regardless of whether or not Boris Johnson fluffs his way through repeated denials of simple democracy. Meanwhile, the Scottish Greens have noted that they could back a legal challenge against Boris Johnson and his government if they refuse to grant a Section 30 order, the means by which a referendum can be held. Patrick Harvey has said that a pro-independence majority would be all the mandate that we needed to move forward with a new poll, and warned the Tories that their undemocratic flustering would be unsustainable and thus open to a challenge in court. Hopefully, though, the process will be a little simpler than that, given that discussions around a second referendum are already taking place in the halls of Westminster, despite how the UK government spin it to the public. So we'll see. Either way, I personally think it's probably fair to expect a referendum within the next parliamentary term once the pandemic has been dealt with, and hopefully in the first half. Plus, I did see one Tory leaflet that promised me that if a pro-independence majority was returned to the Scottish Parliament, that we would all be forced to go through another divisive referendum. So even the Scottish Tories are promising that we'll get one soon. But then again, we know what the Tories are like when it comes to promises. Brexit. The Tories do seem to have broadly realised that the more we see of them, the less popular they become, which is why they seem so happy to just hide behind the fear of independence rather than getting out there and showing us what they're all about. Even Boris Johnson has finally twigged to just how unpopular he is in Scotland and appears to have made the decision to just stay away, lest he do any more damage. The Prime Minister may not be joining his colleagues for a spot of campaigning in Scotland after all, probably due to the pandemic or something. Not that that stopped him from bouncing up and into a COVID hotspot the last time he graced us all with his presence. The Scottish Conservative leader Douglas Ross admitted he was not sure if Johnson would be joining him ahead of the May 6th poll while speaking on BBC Radio Scotland's Good Morning Scotland programme. Keith Brown, the SNP's deputy leader, noted that we were told just last week by Ruth Davidson that she was ringing the alarm bell for the union, but Boris Johnson must not be hearing it, as he cannot even bring himself to come to Scotland to make the case. See, I'm not so sure that it's a case that he can't hear the alarm, and more that there's a little sign next to the alarm with a photo of Johnson and the words, "If you see this man, ring." It's not a surprise to see, given that Boris Johnson is, according to that most recent Savanta Comrades poll earlier, one of the most unpopular political figures in Scotland. Though he was beaten by Alex Salmond, who took the bottom spot, Douglas Ross fared a little better, but not by much, which may be why, in the Scottish Tories Party political broadcast this week, the party leader was massively sidelined, with substantially more time given over to Ruth Davidson, who isn't even standing in this election. Tories are really just holding on dearly to that one time somebody thought a Tory was actually alright. They're even still putting her all over the campaign literature, despite the fact that she is off to join the House of Lords. It's desperate stuff. And they would tell you otherwise, but I suspect the Tories actually miss the glory days of the first independence referendum, when they suddenly had a bit of relevance in Scotland and were actually able to build up a hardline unionist support base off the back of it. But that was years ago, and now independence is on the rise and support for their party is sliding. Now they are doing everything to hold on to that magic formula to entice those voters back. Scary referendum, scary, Tory safe. Except it's not really working anymore, is it? Like their arguments against independence, they have never really moved on. But that does bring us to an end this week. With all that said, where does that leave the state of the union? Just like lockdown, coming to an end. See you all again next Friday.